We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, we're up to page Kuf Chaf Dalet. The Magen Midovne had been discussing that a person has to take note of the fact that the world is finite and everything in this world is passing and fleeting. And he says, "Uvirotcha adam osek b'chol libo v'nafsho." When you see someone investing all his thought, all his strength, yamol b'zata po, he's working with the sweat of his brow, yismach b'asigot d'var m'inyanei ha'olam, and he's happy when he gets something materialistic, v'itabel v'itatzev alef sedo, and he mourns when he loses something, when the stock market crashes, he's finished. Umitgevel shro, and he is so proud of his wealth, teida ki ha'ish hazeh lo shat libo l'avin inyano. You know that this is a person who never thought about what his purpose is in the world. He never thought about these points we've been discussing. Lo shi'ara nafsho p'chitut binyano. He never took time to think about how lowly his building really is. Everything he's investing his strength in. Velibo bari ulam. And that's a pasuk really. He's just thinking in confidence. Lachshov oto ma'on nitzchi. He thinks about how this world is eternal. Oel balitzan. This is a tent that's never going to be collapsed. Velo ta'azov nafsho mishe'ol u'milevakesh u'lchapes dvarim nechmadim litadar ben. And he's always going to be looking for new things to don himself with, to glorify himself with, kilu mitarek ezrach anan b'artzot ha'chaim, as though he could be a confident citizen in this land of life, like there's no end to life. V'chalaf ruach v'yavor v'inei ninu. And what's going to ultimately happen is a breeze will pass and suddenly he's gone. ולא תשמע לכל דברים היוצא מפיהם אשר כל מגמת לבבם להוריש לבניהם אחיהם. And he says, you talk to these people, they'll often tell you, I want to leave a better tomorrow. I want to give more to my kids. Approximately 20 years ago, I was a guest at someone's house, a very well-to-do individual, and he told me that in his line of work, if you haven't made your millions by age 35, you're never going to make it. And he said that he's already made quite a few millions, but not enough that he could give enough millions to each child. And when he makes that, then he'll retire. He hopes to retire by age 40, the latest. Well, it's 20 years later and he's still working like a dog. He has many more millions under his belt. But I remember then as a youngster, I believed him. He said he's only working to the point where every child that gets married, he could give them $1 million and let them live comfortably. So that's what he says here. They'll try to tell you, I'm only working for the kids. I'm only working so that I could give them. He says, don't listen to that. They'll tell you they're only working to give over to their kids afterwards. Can you really believe things like that? היעזוב מיצור שדאי שלג לבנון הוא עולם כולו כליל תחלת עולם עומד לנצח לא ינחלהו אדם בלתי הראוי לו איש איש כפי עבודתו ההזדמן שיסכים אדם להשחית נפשו להרוג ולאבד בעבור אהבת בניו להוריש להם. Do you really know any intelligent person that's going to leave, he uses poetic form, he says that's going to leave the world covered with snow, the world that's enveloped in blue wool, a world that's eternal, and give it over to someone else? Do you really know of someone that says, here, come, have my house, have my car, have my amenities, it's all for you? That's not the way people live. You ever find a person that says, I'll just give up everything, you could have my house, I'll go live in the poorhouse. Even to their own kids. So he loves them, very good. No one would do that with their home, right? No one would walk out and say, I'll go to the soup kitchen for my kids. So do you really believe that a person gave up his whole life, his whole life he's working for the kids? Really? What does that mean? That means from my perspective, I could retire, I could spend my life being productive and helping society and being a good individual, but I'm not doing that. I'm being involved in the dog-eat-dog world. I'm killing myself from 5 to 9 every day, working so that my kids will have millions. So you're destroying your life for what? No intelligent person really does that. It's a lie. People don't want to say, I'm working because I'm never going to have enough money. I'm working because I'm always going to want something else. I got to work like a dog. I can't say that. That doesn't sound good. So I'm working for someone else. I'm working for my wife. I'm working for my kids. I'm working so I could donate money a year or two ago, I sat with a group of kids, really didn't see the point in Judaism, and they came to a class, and at some point I was so frustrated, I said, guys, let's not talk Torah for a minute. What do you guys want to accomplish in life? What are your goals? And we go one by one, and each one explains how he wants. This one wants to be a Hollywood star, this one wants to be a millionaire, this one wants to be a pilot. And we go through the whole class, and at the end I said, don't any of you have any aspirations of doing something that will benefit other people? Does that concept not exist? So they weren't so happy when I said that. So they thought for a second, and then they started answering one by one. Well, when I'll have a lot of money, so then I'll donate to charity. When I'll have a lot of money, I'll buy Israeli bonds. They had answers. It was then that I understood the pshat in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Till that day, I didn't understand it. Mishnah says, Hillel says, "Imein ani li mili, uchshani latzmi mani, v'im lo achshav eimatai." I never understood why Hillel says. He said, the first two sentences I understood. If I don't fend for myself, who will? And if I only focus on myself, then what's my life really worth? And if not now, when? So I never understood that sentence, if not now, when, until I spoke to those kids. Because they kept thinking, at this stage of my life, I could focus only about myself. 20 years down the road, I'll start thinking about other people, I'll donate money. That's what Hillel's saying. At every stage of your life, there has to be that balance. You can't say, I'll get to helping other people. No, at every stage, I have to fend for myself, and at every stage, I also have to think about other people. So the Magen Midubna says, can you really believe a person that says, I'm giving up everything, I'm destroying my life for my kids? He says, what do you think is going to be with the kids? They're going to live forever? They're not going to live forever either. What do you have to kill yourself? So they have $30 million, $50 million, $100 million. What for? I always wonder, why is Bill Gates working? He must really love his job. He must really love it, because for what? So he says, this is the antithesis of what we've been discussing. We've been discussing how we should be focused and recognize that the world is a finite world and there is something better to strive for in life. You see, a person who works in the antithesis form, he's giving you excuses. It's all for the kids. Don't believe him. It's not all for the kids. He's just ignoring the fact that the world is finite. He's living in this dreamland that he'll be able to just continue living and ignoring the true knowledge that the world is finite.